As President Easter just said, the U.S. News and World Report just came out a couple of days ago. We haven't had a chance to really look at it carefully. I think we are fairly satisfied that we at least maintained our standing as the 13th best public university. We increased our standing both in the College of Business and in the College of Engineering. So I think I can give you the caveats that I wanted to do, and if we had not done so well, would sound like sour grapes. I think that U.S. News and World Reports is one of those surveys that is looked at very, very carefully by parents and by students, and so clearly we should pay attention. But I think we should also look at what the metrics are that they are measuring and determine whether or not we believe that they are true metrics of excellence. And I would argue that they are not. And so although I want to always pay attention to it, I don't want to study to this test. We have a great incoming class this year. We have a record number of applicants. I'll talk about all of this a little bit in more detail when we get to the dashboard. We are an institution that enjoys a tremendous national and global reputation, and I think that Illinois remains a very destination place for students and faculty. On that subject, I want to introduce you a little bit more to the freshman class. We had over 31,000 applicants, in fact, 31,454. That was a record. It was 8% over what we had in 2011. As of the 10th day of classes, as President Easter said, we had 6,932. We aimed for 7,000. We missed by a little bit less than 1%. 76% of our students are in-state students, 13% are international, and 11% are out-of-state students. And these students actually demand that they have higher scores and higher rankings in terms of their ACTs, SATs, TOEFLs, et cetera, than our in-state students. I think one of the statistics that we are very proud of is the fact that 20% of our class are first in their family to go to college. I think that this really reminds us of the incredible responsibility we have to these students, because they cannot go home and ask their mom or dad whether they should be taking chemistry, calculus, physics, and biology in the same semester or not. So our job of mentoring and advising these students is particularly heavy. Once again this year, this new class raised the academic bar. They were, we admitted roughly 63% of those who applied, and this is an improvement over 2006 by 4%. Their ACT scores and their SAT scores also improved over last year. The number of students who graduated in the top 10% of their high school class was also better than it was last year, so an incredibly qualified class. I think what is particularly wonderful is that the diversity is up. We have a greater percent of African American students and also Hispanic Latinos than we ever had before. I think that we want to continue on that trend. I think across the board, this is all good news, and the only statistic where we find it pretty sobering is that the statistic about unmet need, that is, what remains in terms of if you add tuition and you combine that with what the family can pay plus the financial aid, the remaining part of that is considered unmet need, and that continues to increase. We have put roughly $360 million into undergraduate aid this year. That is $8.5 million more than we did last year, and yet our unmet need increased. And this year we're going to be putting in 11.5 million dollars in more into aid, and I have to say I wonder whether we're going to close that gap at all. This really leads to a much broader institutional discussion, which we must have across all three of our campuses, and that is there is a continuing decrease in financial aid. Our competition is becoming more and more global. Our federal agencies are not increasing the amount of grants and contracts that they're giving out, which means that if we're going to increase our grants and contracts, it has to be that we are getting a greater market share, and not that we are taking advantage of an increased amount of money available.